When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 13th edition. Friday the 13th, everybody. Have some fun out there tonight. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Horrible football. Ugly football to watch. Interesting baseball, to say the least. We got a 13-game banger on tap. There's a day game in Chicago with the Pirates and the Cubs, so you'll have some fun there. Weather-wise, Dodgers at Mets, blowing about 11 miles an hour from right to left. Minnesota-Cleveland blowing out to right field about 12 miles an hour, but it starts raining and rains harder and harder as the day goes on. So keep an eye on that one. And then Baltimore-Detroit, it'll be raining early and then dies off as the night goes on. So a couple different scenarios there to keep an eye on weather-wise. Otherwise, looking good in baseball. Your totals on the slate, we have 6 of 9.5 or more. We got Atlanta-Washington at 8, Yankees-Blue Jays 10.5. Orioles, Tigers, 9.5. Dodgers, Mets, 8. Twins, Indians, 9.5. A's, Rangers, 11. Astros, Royals, 8.5. Brewers, Cardinals, 8. Padres, Rockies, 13. Reds, Diamondbacks, 8.5. Rays, Angels, 8. White Sox, Mariners, 9.5. Marlins, Giants, 8.5. So lots of opportunity out there, but still some nice pitching to attack on a 13-game slate. Let's kick it off with your pitchers. I got four guys of 9K or more to target on this slate. There's 8 of them total. Gerrit Cole, 12-2 at Kansas City. Don't have to go too deep here. The guy is an absolute beast. Potential Cy Young winner here with Gerrit Cole, coming off a 49.4-point performance against Seattle after a 36.5, a 30.8, a 42, a 31. He has 31 or more points in 5 straight starts. The dude is a beast, absolute beast. Faced Kansas City once this year, got you 24 DraftKings points. That's like the floor. You're pretty much going to lock in 20 points, barring an absolute disaster, with 40-point upside. If you can afford Gerrit Cole, he has a phenomenal play at 12-2. Don't need to elaborate too much more on that. Charlie Morton, 10-6 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Really good play here. He's got about 20 points the first time he faced the Angels this season. He's coming off back-to-back 22-plus point performances after a couple hiccups at Houston against Seattle, and then was filthy prior to that. He's having a really, really solid season. A 3-1-1 ERA in the bouncy ball era is pretty damn impressive. Facing an Angel team, striking out 21% of the time, had 30% K rate of his own with a 47% ground ball rate. So lots to like there. With Morton, the Angels a 3.85 team total, fifth lowest on the slate. So Chucky Morton, definitely in play at his price point at 10-6. Luis Castillo at 10-2 at the Arizona Diamondbacks really has my attention. Castillo's averaging over 20 points per game at home, 22 on the road, and he's faced the Diamondbacks once this year, 7 2/3, 3 hits, 2 earned, 3 walks, 10 strikeouts for almost 30 DraftKings points. That was his last start out at home against Arizona. Prior to that, 22-7, 24-1, 20.5, hiccup at St. Louis, but then 20, 39, 28, kid's been great. 3-2-1 ERA this season. Been absolutely outstanding. Arizona striking out over 21% of the time. We mentioned Luis struck out 10 in 7 2/3 last time out. He's striking out over 29% as a 56% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. 56% ground ball rate. That is one way to beat the bouncy ball era. The D-backs have a 4.2 team total. Lefties 295, righties 248. So really good looking stuff. They only have a 314 WOBA against right-handed pitching. So Luis Castillo in play for you as well. Last but not least, Andrew Heaney, $9,900 at home against the Tampa Bay Rays. This one's a little sketchier because I'm a big fan of these Rays bats, but Heaney, I guess if you want to save some cash and still have some upside, it's very, very solid. He's averaging 17 points per game at home, of late 20.7 at Chicago, Boston got to him for 6 points, but then 29-3 against Texas, 45-6 at Texas, 23-4 against Chicago. Boston got him again. Houston got him. And then, you know, 15 against Oakland, 16 against Cincinnati. So he's dominated the bad teams. The really good teams have got to him. The mediocre teams he's done okay against. That's kind of the gist of it all. Tampa Bay striking out 22% of the time coming out of Arlington where their bats were live and well. And it will be warm in California today. Very, very warm. It's going to cool down over the weekend, but today will be hot in LA and throughout all of California. So keep that in mind when you look at all the factors there. Tampa Bay 4.15 team total. Lefties 298, righties 300 versus Heaney. They have a 317 ISO versus righties, which is, or lefties, which is nice, but only a 168 ISO, which is not great. So not a lot of big time run production power wise when they're using facing lefties. So Heaney is an option, very GPP, not the highest of ceiling, but a pretty good floor option with Andrew Heaney. So on this 9K and above range, I got Castillo 1, Morton 2, Cole 3. That's on price point alone. If you have no worries about your price, pitch Garrett Cole. That's simple. And then Andrew Heaney 4. In your 7 and 8K range, we got a couple guys to take a peek at here. Sandy Alcantara, $8,100 at the Gigantes. Always good to target the Gigantes. He's faced the Giants once this year. 6 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 3 Ks for 15 points. That was the problem. He didn't strike out many, but of late, 42 against Kansas City, 17-6 at Pitt, 17-3 against Cincinnati, 26-2 on 11, a 19. He's been outstanding. He has five or more Ks in 6 straight starts, 6 or more in 5 of 6. The strikeouts have gotten up. He's still a massive ground ball pitcher, pitching in AT&T Park. There's a lot to love with Alcantara at $8,100 against the Giants team, striking out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Again, on the season, Alcantara only has like an 18% K rate, but that has really, really jumped over the last month. So good things, good changes in his pitch arsenal for Sandy Alcantara. The Giants do have a 4.65 team total, which is surprising to me, very surprising. Lefties hitting 341 versus Alcantara, righties only 305, and then a 305 WOBA, a 174 ISO, nothing special for the Giants versus right-handed pitching. So Alcantara at 81, very solid look on this slate. The other one's Masahiro Tanaka at $7,500. Guy that's facing the Toronto Blue Jays for the fourth time this year. He's averaging 18 points a game versus the Blue Jays. He's been much better at home than on the road this season. Recent road starts, Boston got shelled. But then at Seattle, 31-4. Oakland got shelled. At Toronto, 28-2. Baltimore got shelled. Boston got shelled. So very rocky stuff. But one of those home starts where he did well was Toronto. So if you want to roll the dice with Tanaka, you can. It's a Toronto team that strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Tanaka's a -170 road favorite in this matchup. So there is very good upside with Tanaka, but there's also the scariness that Masahiro Tanaka brings to the bump. The Blue Jays have a 4.65 team total, same as the Giants. Lefties 318, righties 303. The Blue Jays have a 305 WOBA. That is not good, but a 200 ISO. So when they hit the righties, they hit them, but they don't hit them a lot. So Tanaka at 75 is in play for you. I got Alcantara 1, Tanaka 2 in the 7 and 8K range. Now when we drop down, there's three guys I'll be targeting. One is Tyler Beede, $6,300 at home against the Marlins. You know, AT&T Park, $6,300, things you gotta love there when it comes to Tyler Beede, facing a Marlins team that strikes out 24.5% of the time to go with Beede's 21% K rate, 43% ground ball rate. The Marlins have a 385 team total, 6th lowest on the slate, and they have a 292 WOBA and a 132 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Not great at all. Not what you're looking for when you're facing a $6,300 pitcher. He's faced them once this year, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 15 DraftKings points. I will take 15 DraftKings points against the Marlins at $6,300. It's very, very up and down with Beede at times, but at 63, the upside is there. Adrian Houser, $5,700 at the St. Louis Cardinal. Houser's faced St. Louis 3 times this year, averaging 10 points per start. Last few starts, so this guy's been really getting it going. 12, 16, 10, 21, 18, 33, 7, 18. Lots of upside for a $5,700 pitcher. He's got 6 or more Ks in like 5 of his last 6 starts. If he's striking guys out, you're going to be very, very happy with Adrian Houser. And he faces the St. Louis team striking out over 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Houser, 24.5% K rate, 54% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. You got a St. Louis team with a 4.25 team total. Lefties 311, righties 269 versus Hauser. St. Louis leaving Coors. Maybe they have the Coors hangover. They really didn't do that much there except for the final getaway day. And they have a 312 WOBA to 163 ISO versus right-handed pitching, which is not good at all. So Hauser at 57, definitely in play as a punt today. And I'll leave it there. I'm not even going to throw the last one out. The only other one was Aaron Brooks at Detroit. If you want to get full YOLO, you can go Aaron Brooks at 43 because it is the Detroit Tigers. I'm not going to go deep into it. If you want to go there, you can, but you don't need to. So I got Hauser 1, BD 2, and then Brooks if you're feeling crazy. Recapping your pitching up top, Castillo, Morton, Cole, Heaney in that order. Cole is the guy you're using if you have the money. It's just I have him a third based on the money. In the middle, Alcantara, Tanaka. Down below, Hauser, BD. Let's get into the bats on this slate, but before we do, I got to talk to you about Superdraft, fun new affiliate of the program. Great way to play daily fantasy sports. No prices. Get the player you want because they use an exclusive multiplier game system. More and more guys in the Slack chat are trying it out. They love it. There's free contests in baseball. There's lots of fun in football. They have another $125,000 guaranteed pot for week two with 20 grand going up top this week. Really, really fun. Really good strategy that takes place with it. We talk about it in the Slack chat if you have any questions. And when you're a first-time depositor, when you sign up, period, use promo code Bubba. That'll get you in the door. And when you make your first deposit of $10 or more, you get a free $10 with that code. So use promo code Bubba. Go sign up at Superdraft. It is awesome. All right, the bats on this slate. Catcher's position. Yasmani Grandal at 46 versus Wainwright. A little bit of upside there. As you know, lefties can take Wainwright to pound town. So something to think about in that one. Sean Murphy has burst onto the scene. We knew his prospect pedigree was there, but he's averaging 10.6 games over his first seven games with four homers and a .333 average. He had some fun there in the last two nights in Houston. Goes into Texas. Hitter-friendly Arlington. It's going to be hot as balls there. Facing the lefty, Burke. Lots to like here when you look at the Oakland Athletics. An A's team with a 5.9 team total. Lefties 285, righties 327 off Burke. Sean Murphy very much in play at that price point. James McCann and Beef Wellington. James McCann's 4K against Kikuchi. Kikuchi's been very, very up and down of late. Lefties 307, righties 347. So you can get a little Yusei Kikuchi and have some fun there. James McCann versus Kikuchi at 4K and make it happen. Pedro Severino went deep last night. Zimmerman in his career shows a lot of reverse splits. So Severino at 39, not the worst play you can come up with in that one. If not, Chance Sisko at 37. A nice catcher against Zim as well. Baltimore, nice play versus Detroit tonight. Total of 4.6. Lefties 425, righties 303. This year, not the reverse splits, but his career, massive reverse splits guy. Pretty much everyone against Jordan Zimmerman. Going on down farther, you can look at a Maldonado versus Duffy at 36. Don't hate it. If Josh Fegley gets the start instead of Murphy, he's 36 versus Burke. Couple upside plays for you there. John Hicks versus Aaron Brooks at 35 does have some appeal. The Tigers in Baltimore could have some nice upside plays there for you. Tucker Barnhart at 3,400 versus Mike Leake in the desert is an option for you. Beef Wellington is 33, so if you don't like James McCann at 4K, Beef Wellington at 33 will give you some roster wiggle room. And then other than that, you're checking lines like you got Austin Hedges and Coors at 3,100 versus Hoffman. That can be an option for you. Brian McCann versus Scherzer at 29. Not sure you want to go there. Like Danny Jansen at 28 versus Tanaka. Tanaka does give up the fly ball from time to time. And when he does, it goes very, very far. So something to keep an eye on there. Jake Rogers of Detroit at 26 versus Brooks. Good value in that one. And there'll be many, many more as lineups get released. You got our cheap guys in Texas with Trevino and company. Many options for you down there. First base, you got Big Matt Olson. I mentioned yesterday, we know Justin Verlander gives up hard contact and home runs. And what did Matty Olson do? Ding Dong City. So Matty Olson, a $5,400 versus Burke. Very hitter-friendly environment. Another GPP-type play tonight. Danny Santana got an RBI knock last night. $5,100 tonight. Only 7 points. He's been quiet of late, but could be an interesting part of a Texas stack versus Chris Bassett. Bassett's been better of late, but it's Texas in that weather. A 5.1 team total for Texas. They should be able to put up some runs tonight against Bassett. Jose Abreu just continues to mash baseballs. He got you another 7 points last night. He's averaging 12 over his last 10. And he gets a lefty Kikuchi. We know how Abreu spanks left-handed pitching. Abreu at $4,900 versus Kikuchi is very, very much in play for you tonight. Eric Hosmer, only $4,700 in Coors versus Hoffman, does have some upside. It's good to see they got, excuse me, that they got the Padres priced up for Coors. Lately, they've been screwing that up. The game one's been nice and cheap. But 47 for Hosmer against Hoffman, who's got an ERA, I believe, over 7 this season. San Diego's got a 6.6 team total. It's higher than the Rockies' total. Lefty's 331, righty's 406 versus Hoffman. So a guy like Hosmer at 47, very, very live tonight. Max Scherzer has not been going deep into games just lately, so you're going to get the Braves at a discount, maybe see him a couple times through the lineup. Depends on how risky you want to be. But a guy like Freddie Freeman, you're getting a discount down to 4,600 because he's facing Mad Max. Could give you some upside in that game. Others to look at, you got Trey Boo Boo at 45. Daniel Murphy not going there tonight. But like Joey Votto at 42 versus Mike Leake. Maybe we get a September resurgence. He's averaging 9 over his last 10. Coming off a 24-point game in his last night at Seattle. So 42 for Votto against Mike Leake is in play for you. Luke Voigt at 4K. He went deep yesterday facing the lefty K from Toronto. That's a nice value as the ball flies out of the Rogers Center there. Good upside play with Voigt at 4K. Renato Nunez, 4K as well. Eric Thames at 4K in your GPPs. Not a problem with that at all. Rowdy Tellez at 38 always has that GPP upside, especially against a guy like Tanaka. And then other than that, you're going to check your lineups. You have Jesus Aguilar versus Heaney will be cheap for you. Brandon Belt, super cheap versus Alcantara, but he hasn't really done anything to deserve the price bump, so it makes sense. If you feel like targeting Gerrit Cole because he might give up a home run or two, Ryan O'Hearn is super cheap, but that is a risky proposition, my friends. Second base, you get Ketel Marte at 53. It's Castillo, though, so be very, very careful. You could drop down to 5K and get a guy like Jose Altuve, who stole a bag last night, hit a home run, got you 24 DraftKings points, 24-0-0-24 in his last four. Boomer bust stuff. They should walk into Kansas City and be just fine. Team total 5.7, fifth highest on the slate. Lefty's 311, righty's 348 for the Astros. So Jose Altuve at 5K, not too shabby himself. Gleyber Torres in that hitter-friendly environment in Toronto, $4,600. We mentioned the Yankees. They have a 5.85 team total. Lefties 204, righties 347 off Anthony K. Good spot here for the Yanks. You can go outside of Coors. You can go A's versus Burke, Yankees versus K, Houston versus Duffy. Those three are great plays, and there's many, many more on this 13-game offensive slate. So lots to like up top there. Mike Moustakas at 45. He was having trouble swinging for a while. He's missed a decent amount of time. He comes back and drops a 39 double dong night on 9-11. And then he got 5 more points for you last night. I think his wrist is okay. Let's hope it's okay because he gets Wainwright, a guy that lefties can definitely take advantage of in their matchups. Where did he go? Milwaukee. Where are you, Milwaukee? Lefty's 360, righty's 290 versus Wainwright. So definitely a good spot there for Moose if you want to get GPP valuable. But in reality, second base shortstop, you just want to save some cash. He's been quiet over the last week or so after that just torrid August and July he was having. But Johnny VR at $4,400 versus Jordan Zimmermann, not bad, not bad at all. Definite appeal for you there. Luis Arias at $4,300. Don't mind it in a cash game. Our boy Nick Solak went deep again yesterday. He's 4,300 versus Bassett. The price is slowly climbing. Still very playable in Texas at $4,300. Gavin Biggio in a GPP. Go for it. But I'd probably rather have Solak, to be totally honest with you there. Ty France in Coors Field versus Hoffman at 41. France is a powerhouse machine. Talked about him on bench with Bubba 211 last night with Joe Gentile. Lots to like with France at $4,100 power-wise. A lot of swing and miss in his swing right now, but immense power. $4,100 in Coors. He's second base, third base eligible. There is a lot to like with Ty France in a GPP. Mentioned with Freddie Freeman, the discounts you get. Ozzie Albies is down to 4K versus Scherzer tonight. Keep an eye on him. Going below the 4K threshold, Hanser Alberto at 37. Freddie Galvis went deep last night. He's 37. I keep mentioning Galvis as a nice cheapie. Josh Van Meter was leading off yesterday. If he's leading off, he's cheap as well at 37. Jason Kipnis is only 35 versus Jake Odorizzi. That gives you a little bit of value. Chad Pinder against a lefty at 35 in a very hitter-friendly environment. Mauricio Dubon at 34. So lots and lots of discounts, as you'd expect. And Gavin Lux is 32 versus Noah Syndergaard. So tons of value. as you'd expect, on the 13-game September slate. Third base, you got Bregman at 55, Arenado versus Casey at 54, both really, really solid looks. You don't have to go there. They're good. Suarez is good. Anthony Rendon, big day at 51. But all these top guys have interesting matchups. Duffy's is the easiest of the matchups, but not you might not have to go all the way up here if you don't want. They're great plays, good parts of stacks, not musts. You got Machado and Coors at 48. You got switch hit Yoan Moncada at 47. You got Matt Chapman at 46. So if you want to save some cash, like Moncada, Chapman, in their matchups, probably more GPP viable than cash, but there is definite upside in their matchups, a lot of upside similar to the higher-priced players. Mike Moustakas at 45 is a nice pivot as well if you want to save some money. I love Kyle Seager tonight at 44. Dylan Covey is not good, folks. Kyle Seager just continues to crush baseballs. He has 22 home runs now in the season, the same as last year in 25 fewer games, I believe. 9-11 and 18 in his last three games. Lots of upside at $4,400. Seattle's got a 5.1 team total. Lefties 410, righties 397 versus Dylan Covey. Covey is bad, really bad. Kyle Seager at 44, definite appeal in that one. Mentioned Nick Solak already. Gio Urshela went deep last night. He's 4,200 versus K. Good value. There's definite value in this Yankees lineup with Voit and Urshela and a few others guys. You can get some big pieces without spending a ton of money in a spot where the Yankees should smash tonight versus K. Mentioned Ty France earlier. He's $4,100, second base, third base eligible. You got Renato Nunez at 4K. Don't mind him if you're going in on the Orioles in that one. Starling Castro at 39. Hanser Alberto at 37. Both in play for you as well. When you get down to the lower threes, though, check some lineups. Like there's Neil Walker. There's Jaimer Candelario at 33. There's Toro for Houston at 33. There's options down here. Not great options, but there's options. Shortstop Bregman again at 55 is great, but you get Marcus Semien at $5,400 in Texas versus Burke. Really good looks there. And Frank Lindor at $5,300. Two really good looks with Semien and Lindor up top here. You got Trey Story versus a lefty in Coors, which is usually an automatic play. I respect Joey Lucchese, but still a good look there for Story. I'd rather have Lindor or Semien, to be totally honest, but he's in play. When you slide on, you got like Bo Bichette's not too shabby. Machado talked about him. But like again, Gleyber Torres at 46. You're getting a big-time Yankee in a great matchup for not break-the-bank prices. You got Johnny Villar at 44, I like a lot. Didi Gregorius is 43, hits lefties just fine. He's averaging almost 9 points over his last 10, so he's starting to get going again. 5, 16, and 28 in his last three. So Didi's got something for you to talk about. Corey Seager versus Syndergaard's 39. Probably not running to play that, but he's there. Again, the Mariners' big-time total tonight. If J.P. Crawford's hitting towards the top of the order, he's been in quite the funk, but $3,900 versus Dylan Covey has some nice appeal to it for you in that one. Other than that, you'll look at lineups with Jose Iglesias and Nick Ahmed versus Castillo. Not really running to play that, but like Luis Urias in Coors, second base shortstop eligible at 34. That's extreme value in Coors Field. Miguel Rojas, the guy we like, $3,400 versus Beatty. There will be options down here. Castro's $3,100 for the Tigers. Willie Adames is $3,100. So once, like usual, check your lineups. Heading to the outfield, Georgie Springer at 57. Great play versus Danny Duffy. Love that a lot. You got Jordan Alvarez, but Springer versus Duffy is really, really nice. You got Will Myers and Coors at 53. Myers loves hitting in Coors. Like, everybody loves hitting in Coors, but Myers really loves hitting in Coors. So it's something to keep in mind in that one. You got Arisa Aquino in the desert. Not shabby. Danny Santana as well. Austin Meadows is starting to hit lefties very well. So 5K for a low-owned Meadows could be quite interesting. Sliding on down far, like Manny Margot and Coors at 47. Not bad. Ramon Laureano at 47 versus Burke. Definitely a guy I can take a piece of. He hasn't really got it going a ton since he returned from the IL. They're babying his playing time. But if he's in the lineup at 47 versus Burke, he's a good piece of an Oakland stack. So is Mark Canha at 46 against Burke. We mentioned Trey Mancini at 45. Aaron Judge ran into a wall, said he's fine, said the wall hurt more. He's averaging 9 over his last 10, put up an 18 spot. 18, 17, 10, 19 in his last four. Two home runs over his last four. He's really starting to get it going again. $4,400 for his K is a discount. The Yankees are cheaper than they should be tonight. It's very, very surprising. That's going to be interesting on ownership of Coors in play and cheap Yankees. It'll be fun to see how that turns out in the TQE member Discord later. Marcelo Zuna, $4,400, not bad versus Hauser. But like Willie Calhoun at 44, I love that price tag. I'll take that GPP upside with Calhoun all day long, the way he's swinging the bat. Tommy Pham at only 43 versus the lefty Heaney has some GPP upside for you. Nomar Mazara at 42. Eloy Jimenez versus Kikuchi at 42 is a great play. That is a phenomenal price point in that matchup. Down to the bottom fours, as we head into the threes, it'll get really interesting here depending on how lineups look. But like a Frenchie, a Franmil Reyes at 4K versus Odorizzi. Anthony Santander at 4K versus Zimmerman. Nice punts for you there. Philip Irvin at 4K. Josh Naylor at only 4K. Nick Martini at 4K. So lots of cheap Padres outfielders depending on who they put out there tonight. Could give you some nice value in Coors Field. Really nice value. Below 4K, you got like Randall Grichuk at 38 in a GPP, hoping for that home run off Tanaka. Ryan Braun at 38 versus Wainwright if you're stacking Baltimore. But like Chris Davis, very hitter-friendly environment versus a lefty at 38. Davis obviously not having a great year, but having a nice few games there down in Houston. We saw some new life there with one Christopher Crush Davis. So something to keep in mind there versus Burke when you take that one on tonight. Coming off a 0, a 7, a 26. So we saw some upside at times there from Chris Davis at $3,800. And then other than that, you know, Cameron Maben, Clint Frazier, both 37 versus K could be value. Dwight Smith Jr. versus Zimmerman at 37 is a value. Josh Van Meter, talked about him earlier. Trent Grisham leading off versus Wainwright at 37 has some massive appeal. So lots and lots of options down here. Check your lineups as there will be tons of value on this slate. There's a lot of nice looking value if the lineups come out like they have been lately. You could get Gerrit Cole tonight. You could definitely get Gerrit Cole with some big boy bats. With Hauser down there, Cole Hauser, probably be a popular 1-2 punch, but you could do that and get some serious bats. This could be September at its finest this evening, folks. Recapping your pitching, Castillo, Morton, Cole, Heaney up top. Cole's your best bet if you can afford him, which it looks like you can. In the middle, Alcantara, Tanaka, not shabby at all. Down below, Hauser and Beedy. When we're talking bats on this slate, again, San Diego, relatively nicely priced against Hoffman and Coors. You got Colorado, but like Oakland, New York, and Houston, all in great matchups. The Yankees are too cheap against Anthony Kay. So like you can go San Diego, Yankees, really nice. I think Seattle's a great stack versus Covey because Covey is boo-boo. You got Detroit and Baltimore both interesting in their matchups respectively as well. So some nice looks you can make when you're building your lineups tonight. Let's go BVP, and I'll even throw the showdown Wrigley slate in there. Chris Bryant, 8 for 14, 2 doubles and 2 homers versus Stephen Brault. Addison Russell, 4 for 10 with a double and a homer. Baez, 5 for 12 with a homer. Baez likely out for a long time, but they got some numbers versus Stephen Brault with that wind blowing out. That'll be really nice. Jose Ozuna, 4 for 12, 2 doubles off of Lester. Josh Bell, Elias Diaz, Starling Marte, and Melky Cabrera have all taken Lester deep. As we head to the main slate, Juan Soto, 5 for 9, 2 homers off Soroka. Trey Turner, 4 for 10, 2 doubles as well. Ronald Acuna, 4 for 11, double and a triple versus Scherzer. Freeman's got 2 homers off of Joyce Scott's 2 homers. They're hitting .98 as a team. Randall Grichuk, I told you, you're playing for the home run. 4 for 15 with a double and 3 home runs off of Masahiro Tanaka. Chris Davis, yes, the left-handed hitter for the Orioles, is 6 for 11 with 4 homers off Jordan Zimmerman. If you're feeling frisky, you could go that route. Corey Seager, 5 for 8, 2 doubles and a homer off Syndergaard. Francisco Liriano, 9 for 25, 4 doubles and 2 homers off Odorizzi. Jake Bowers has taken him deep, so has Carlos Santana. Nothing. George Springer, 2 home runs off Danny Duffy. Michael Brantley, 12 for 38, 2 doubles. Jose Altuve, 9 for 22, 3 doubles. Dexter Fowler, Yadier Molina, Paul Goldschmidt have all taken Adrian Hauser deep. Eric Thames, 6 for 17, double, triple, 2 homers off of Wainwright. Moustakas, 4 for 11 with a homer. Hernan Perez, 7 for 18, a double and a homer. Lorenzo Cain, 6 for 18, 2 doubles and a triple. They're hitting .288 as a team with a little bit of pop there versus Waino. Arenado, 6 for 17, double, triple, homer off Lucchesi. Trevor Story, 5 for 18, 2 doubles and a homer as well. Hunter Renfro, 2 for 6, 2 homers off Hoffman, but he's probably not playing. Machado and Will Myers have taken Hoffman deep as well. As you get down to the late night games, Joey Votto, 11 for 26, 3 doubles off of Leak. Tucker Barnhart, 7 for 15 with a double. The good numbers right there from those two. And those matchups, those are pretty solid numbers. Andrelton Simmons, 5-for-15 with a homer off Morton. Fletcher, Bohr, Morton, Upton, Trout have all taken Morton deep, right? 241 as a team versus him. And other than that, that'll do it for your BVP, and that'll do it for your Friday edition of Quick Hits. Another week of action in the books. Only a couple weeks to go on this MLB season. Again, hopefully everybody has a great weekend. We have a lot of content over at Fantasy Sports DGens for you. Bench with Bubba 210 with Batflip. Bubba and the Batflip 8 came out on Monday. You have Bench with Bubba episode 2, or that was 209. 210, myself and Brian Drake of Fighting Chance Fantasy and the FF Hustle breaking down a recap of the week 1 fantasy football action with a look ahead to week 2, so go check that out. You got Bench with Bubba episode 211 with Joe Gentile talking his fantasy baseball 2020 projections. Dropped that one last night. You have the 2-Point Conversion NFL DFS podcast with myself and James previewing the week 2 main slate action. Got a new podcast coming out. You'll have to watch the Twitter at BDintric for that one on a new platform coming out for you later today on Friday. You got the Italia Serie A action for Francisco out there. You're going to have some NASCAR this weekend. You're going to have some more baseball content, football content. Lots going on at Fantasy Sports DGens. So come check us out at Fantasy DGens on Twitter. I'm at BDintric. If you give a ratings and review on iTunes, I'd super, super appreciate it. But until next time, folks, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, September 13th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.